Ryan Sexton along with John Osher where the Jaguars get their coffee. We're getting ready to start our day of coverage here on Jaguars.com. And the big stories with your morning headlines start with injuries as they do every Wednesday.
Yeah, that's going to be the case on Wednesdays. Cecil Shorts ran on Tuesday to test out that hamstring. We'll find out more about his status. My guess is that's going to be day-to-day. Jonathan Cyprian, with the way he took that hit on Sunday, it'd be hard to imagine him playing Sunday. That's what we're going to find out as we move forward this week.
Jaguars obviously signed a tight end to their practice squad yesterday. They know that Mercedes Lewis isn't going to be ready to practice this week, so those are stories that we will follow. Up next, the Jaguars get their first ever look at RG3.
Right, and he's not running as much. He's staying in the pocket more. That's an adjustment going on in Washington. But anytime you face a guy with that sort of mobility, that's the first challenge you're going to think about.
First question of the defensive guys in that locker room is, how do you play a guy like this?
Right, and it's not the issue that it was when he was a rookie, because he's not taking off and running that much, but it's still a threat.
Final headline for you this morning is the Jaguars running game. They've got to get it started. It begins up front with the offensive line.
Right, and as I just wrote last night and something we're going to run today, it's going to be a topic until it's not. Until they can prove that they can run, it's going to be an issue. Until that line gels, it's going to be an issue.
They've got to get themselves in more manageable third down situations. That'll be a big story today. Those are your morning headlines. Have a great day.